Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1630, air date December 23rd, 2025.
Hello everyone, this is Dr. Shiva. In today's session, we'll be exploring how ginseng supports eye health. We'll approach this from a systems biology perspective, connecting the dots between molecular pathways and overall visual function to uncover some fascinating insights along the way. This is going to be an exciting discussion, as we'll first look at the molecular basis of ginseng and then dive into the molecular pathways involved in eye health. All right, let's get started and see what this is all about. So, ginseng, often referred to as the root of vitality, comes from the root of Panax ginseng, also known as Korean or Asian ginseng. It has been a cornerstone of traditional medicine across East Asia, particularly in China, Korea, and Japan, for over 2,000 years. Interestingly, the term Panax is derived from the word panacea, meaning a universal remedy or a source of longevity. As many of you know, I approach every topic, whether it's politics, health, or science, through the lens of system science. This framework helps us understand how all the interconnected parts work together, allowing us to see the bigger picture behind complex problems. It's a powerful way of thinking, and it's something anyone can learn and apply through truthfreedomhealth.com. But before we go further, I'd like to play you a short video as we're having people come in on my journey to systems and the systems approach. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light. Learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva. All right, everyone, welcome back. Today, we're going to dive into an engaging discussion on a truly fascinating herb, ginseng, and explore its potential effects on eye health. I hope you enjoy the session. And before we begin, I'd like to take a moment to thank our Cytosolve team for putting this together. We do this as a noble service to help people truly understand nature as a system and recognize the power of food as medicine. That video really highlights how taking a systems approach allows us to see things more holistically and much closer to how they actually work in the body. All right, so let's continue. What truly drives everything we do, whether it's through Truth Freedom Health, Cytosolve, or any of our initiatives, is the recognition that those in power are actively contributing to a global health crisis. This isn't an exaggeration. The data clearly shows that people's lifespans are actually declining. And that reality underscores why our work is so critical, to empower people with real knowledge and tools to take control of their own health and lives. When we look at the data objectively, the trends are stark. Lifespan is actually declining, while the cost of living, which directly affects people's ability to survive, is rising exponentially. If you just examine this graph without emotion, it becomes painfully clear. Those driving these trends are not acting in the interest of human well-being. Their decisions, consciously or not, have the effect of putting lives at risk. In other words, the system they've built doesn't just neglect you, it actively works against you. And this isn't just a recent phenomenon, something that's happened in the last 5 or 10 years. If you look closely at this graph, you'll see it's been happening for a long time, at least 50 to 60 years. This process has been carried out by everyone, those on the left, those on the right, people claiming to be independent, and even those presenting themselves as agents of change. The pattern is clear. Regardless of labels, the outcome has consistently worked against ordinary people. But all these people claim to do that. They come from the top down. They come from the swarm itself. And those of you who want to understand what I mean by swarm, you should go see shattertheswarm.com. But those in power are not interested in your health because they're not one of us. That's unfortunate. So the decision you need to make is, when you look at a graph like this, do you want to save yourself? No one else is coming to save you. And if you think voting for one of these fools is going to do it, it's not. My running for president, by the way, is not about saving you, but it's about giving you tools so you can save yourself. But that's what this is about. I want to let you know that anything I'm talking about, be it ginseng or be it neem or election fraud, all of this is motivated by this fundamental curve. Do you want to save yourself when you're ready? You know, I've created the tools to do that so you don't have to waste your life. That's what resulted in this curve. It's not any one thing. And that's why we say this is a systems problem. It's not something that's going to get fixed by tweaking one little thing. Now, what has led us to this point is really a combination of several key factors. It's not just one thing. We've seen a gradual breakdown of the immune system within our healthcare environment, coupled with the growing difficulty of accessing clean, nutritious food due to environmental changes. During the pandemic in 2020, my focus was on helping people understand how the body functions as an integrated system and providing practical solutions to strengthen their immune health. It was never about taking sides, pro-vax or anti-vax, but about empowering people through knowledge of the immune system and how to protect it naturally. We wanted to educate people, and one of the other stresses has been the fact that it's very difficult to get good, clean food. The other process is that the educational system has been under stress. People are not learning system science. They don't see things as they are. They're being taught fake science, a reductionist science when it comes to innovation. Most people do not know how to look, be resourceful, be it simple things in an office or organizationally, how to solve something. They're expecting the government to do it or someone else to do it for them. And when it comes to governance, we have corrupt leaders. When it comes to the economy, people really don't want to save anything. They're not taught to save. And there are massive amounts of income inequality. So Truth Freedom Health, my systems creation, which involves education, which involves community, which involves courses. It's a platform. It's the solution. That is the only solution that provides a systems approach to enabling you to save yourself. There's no one else coming to save us. And that systems approach involves the ability to strengthen your immune system. It involves the ability to eat local healthy foods on a budget. You get clean food. That's through our certified clean solution, which has been around now for over a decade. It comes from understanding system science, so you learn how to get truly educated. It comes from learning how to educate young people to innovate. It comes from us developing our own leaders in our community. The Swarm creates its leaders to maximize power, profit, and control. Our movement is creating leaders for truth, freedom, health. It also comes to teaches people how to be economical and resourceful. Many forces, unfortunately, teach people to spend money on stuff that's actually garbage. But that's what our movement does. It teaches people these tools. If you want them, go to truthfreedomhealth.com. And every Thursday, you can see right here on Thursdays at 11 a.m. or Thursdays at 8 p.m., we host 2 open houses. There's no cost to it. We bring together incredible people, those who share their journeys to systems. But it's an opportunity for you to become what we call the Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, where you get educated. So you're not waiting for someone else to do that. But again, everything that I do is motivated by this deep interest in helping you help yourself. So Truth Freedom Health is that platform. Again, 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. We do every Thursday. We do that. You can RSVP right now to the vashiva.com orientation. Join us on Thursdays. Our platform teaches you to think, fight, and heal altogether. Think, fight, heal. And as a part of that, we have these platforms, a Leadership Training Institute and a Systems Health Institute, where we are educating leaders to really help others by seeing that the only way to do this is by the right medicine for the right person at the right time. We give you tools to do that. And the Cytosol Open Science Institute is a powerful framework for you to have the tools that you can create new products. And by doing so, you can be part of the solution. And so we provide you with a framework of solutions. So by way of example, when you look at food as medicine, we introduced the Certified Clean, Certified Raw certification. This is a global certification that tracks food from the moment it's sourced all the way to your table. We've established very high standards for what qualifies as clean food, ensuring transparency about its origin and maintaining a world-class benchmark for quality. The next tool is Cytosolve, a platform that helps us analyze the compounds present in food and understand how these compounds interact. Using this knowledge, we can strategically combine them to develop powerful, effective natural medicines. And finally, just because something comes from food doesn't mean it's beneficial for everyone. That's why Systems Health trains people to determine the right food for the right person at the right time, ensuring optimal health benefits. You see? So we have created a framework for you to help yourself. No one else has this. So we're not relying on the government to solve problems because it's corrupt. We're not relying on people to lower their standards. You don't need to do that. This movement is really about you and finding those people who want to save themselves. And so we have these very powerful solutions. Cytosolve took me about 25 years to do. Systems Health has been a life journey, and clean food certification is something that is a global standard. Every government, if it really cared, would adopt the standard because we know how to track the food. More importantly, it's a bottom-up standard, but think about what we've done. This has been a lot of hard work without any government support, without any venture capital support. All of this I've done in the midst of many other things. I've truly burned the candle at both ends, driven by deep motivation and a genuine care for others. I've never forgotten where I came from, and life has given me the incredible opportunity to create these platform solutions. These are platform solutions, but if you want to participate in the challenge, you want to get off your butt and save yourself. If you do, we have those solutions. Anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you. This is deeply personal to me. We've created these solutions, and go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and you guys can support yourself and us by contributing there. But when you contribute, you get the opportunity to learn an incredible amount. You get the opportunity to learn a lot, okay? You get the opportunity to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, so you're not a slave. My goal is not to keep you on a plantation, but to get you off the plantation. So go there, watch the Shatter the Swarm video, then get onto the Get Off the Plantation course, which is absolutely free, and then become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. Or you can go right to being that, but this is a noble service that we're doing. But the whole goal here is for you to get educated and not be enslaved. So when I talk about ginseng, or when I talk about moringa, or when I talk about any of these foods, it's always in this context of a systems approach. So anything we do has to integrate science, politics, and health. Anyone who claims they don't want to talk about politics is, as the great writer Alberto Brick said, among the most ignorant people in the world. It's like hiding their head in the sand. In America, people often have the luxury of doing that. But make no mistake, choosing not to be political is deeply selfish, because that silence comes at the expense of all working people. So, the people of the United States must rise. They must become political, take charge of their health, and stand ready to fight for freedom. If you want to grow stronger, healthier, and smarter, then you've come to the right movement. But if you choose ignorance, weakness, and sickness, then this is not the place for you. But before we start on ginseng, I wanted to give you this background of what motivates what we do. So let me play you this video, and we're going to go to ginseng on eye health, what is truth freedom health, and why all of you should become a warrior scholar. I create these videos to share valuable information with you, but my deeper goal is to inspire you to learn for yourself and become warrior scholars. That way you'll truly understand the roots of the system's approach and think independently. So let me play this video, and we'll start today's discussion on ginseng on eye health. We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left-wing, right-wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is a not-so-obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is a not-so-obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you, on the left and the right, the Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're gonna follow on the left wing, Bernie Sanders, oh, he said something, or Robert Kennedy, scumbags. Or you're gonna follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not gonna lead us to liberation, it's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement, and that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up, his own quote unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com. All right, everyone. There's a movement that's driving everything we do in the aspects of science, politics, and health. So we have a framework. So I hope you guys take advantage of this, because you're not going to get it anywhere else. And it's going to be an immense value to advancing you as a human being and helping you to educate. As you can see, there are several different contribution plans available. I recommend starting as a member because it gives you access to a comprehensive course called Get Off the Plantation. This program is designed to help you reflect deeply and ask yourself an important question. Do you want to free yourself, or do you want to remain a slave to the system? Or you can choose to be a supporter, and in return, we'll continue to share even more gifts of knowledge and education with you. Or else you can contribute a little bit and you can get all 15 gifts, but get involved. Become a warrior scholar for those of you who want to really leapfrog this and get involved. But understand that when you contribute, we'll give you knowledge, we'll give you support, we give you a community. Anyway, that's the background of what's motivating everything we do. So let's also recognize we have an open house every Thursday at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. You're all welcome to join. So what are we going to cover today? First, we'll give you some background on ginseng and what we know about eye health, why eye diseases occur, based on the latest scientific understanding. Next, we'll introduce Cytosolve, a revolutionary platform that allows us to innovate using food and develop solutions in a truly scientific way. Then we'll share our initiative, a fresh approach to tackling these problems. Just to be clear, while we're focusing on ginseng, this isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. Eye health is an incredibly complex systems problem, and that's why no one has truly cracked it until now. We'll also explain how ginseng specifically benefits eye health, how much might be right, and the reality of whether it's suitable for you. For us, it's always about the right medicine, for the right person, at the right time. Finally, we'll talk about how you can be part of this initiative and contribute to this new approach. As I mentioned earlier, ginseng, often called the root of vitality, comes from Panax ginseng or Korean ginseng. It's been a key part of traditional East Asian medicine for over 2,000 years, and its name Panax comes from panacea, meaning a universal remedy for health and longevity. Coming to its indigenous and traditional uses, ginseng has been valued in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years, often seen as a remedy for numerous ailments. In ancient Korea, it was believed to strengthen the body, calm the mind, and remove negative energies from the five digestive organs. So let's now shift our focus to eye health. Eye diseases continue to be a leading cause of vision impairment and blindness worldwide. These include conditions like age-related macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, glaucoma, cataracts, and dry eye syndrome. Key risk factors range from age and gender to lifestyle choices, smoking, and chronic conditions such as diabetes and hypertension. Now let's take a look at how modern medicine approaches eye health. Treatments often include therapies that target vascular growth, like anti-VEGF drugs such as ranibizumab, as well as anti-inflammatory medications to control swelling and damage. In some cases, surgical interventions like vitrectomy or pterygium removal are necessary, while immunosuppressive therapies, including local or systemic corticosteroids, help manage immune-related eye conditions. Emerging approaches like gene therapy are also being explored to address the underlying genetic causes of eye diseases. Today, approximately 253 million people worldwide are visually impaired, a staggering number that continues to grow year by year. Now let's take a closer look at how ginseng can play a role in supporting and improving eye health. And the way we're going to approach this is through a powerful technology called Cytosolve, a platform I've spent many decades developing. With the advances in modern science, Cytosolve allows us to apply a systems-based approach to understand complex biological interactions. So we thought, why not apply this same approach to eye health too? To understand this better, let me walk you through the Cytosolve innovation process, what it is, what we do, and how we do it. The very first step in our process is mapping out the molecular pathways. To do this, we carefully review and analyze the published scientific literature, gathering insights from multiple studies to build a clear and accurate picture of how these pathways function. Once we've completed our analysis, the next step is to share our findings with the scientific and medical community by publishing them in peer-reviewed journals. The next step is to convert those biological interactions into mathematical rate equations using the principles of physical chemistry. This helps us capture how the system behaves over time. Then, using those mathematical models, we perform combination screenings to test how different compounds interact within the system. This process helps us identify which combinations have real potential and can even lead to discoveries. And we secure patents for them. And from there, we move into licensing and manufacturing, making sure these discoveries can be translated into practical solutions for people. So right now you can see that we're working across many different areas of health, disease, and overall well-being. We're actively working on several formulations, each at different stages of development, ranging from phase 1 to phase 6. In phase 6, we've already developed two very powerful products. We have about 4 different discoveries we've made, which have received patents. We have about 7 different areas in phase 4, and we're doing actual screening. We have another 9 areas we're doing modeling, another 5 areas we're doing publications, another 9 areas we're doing systems architectures, and all of you can participate in this. We're going to actually start enabling all of you to donate to these, or even if we decide to spin out the company's own pieces of this. We're right now in the first phase, the system architecture. So we're going to share with you some of that data. Now, one of the products we've already done this through, where we've gone through this whole process, is MV25. We developed the complete systems architecture, and then we went ahead and published it. Then we carried out the in silico modeling. We conducted combination screenings and made key discoveries. First, we modeled all the molecular pathways of osteoarthritis, a disease affecting nearly 500 million people. We did this using Cytosolve with no external funding. Then we published our findings, completed the detailed modeling, and examined a wide range of natural foods. Through this process, we identified effective combinations of ingredients, and then we brought them together. Through this process, we were fortunate enough to make a significant discovery, where we actually found a combination of natural ingredients that could target osteoarthritis at the molecular level. And we found 2 very powerful ingredients, the right dosages from nature, that affect all these molecular pathways in this architecture to actually reduce pain. To validate our findings, we didn't just publish them, we also secured a United States patent. And that marked the first time we not only helped other companies, but also manufactured it ourselves for your use. And so I'll play you this video. This will explain the Cytosolve process and how we implemented it. But we actually have a tangible solution that went through all these steps, and we can apply this to every disease on the planet. And that's one of the solutions we're doing. So I'll share with you about MV25. And this is the same approach we're now applying to eye health. We're not there yet, but we're actively working through the process.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at Cytosolve created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the Cytosolve Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across 4 decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
I am Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. Not have to use this. when I played cards with my grandkids, and I started taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is CytoSolve optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by CytoSolve. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
This goes beyond theory. Many people think you can just talk about ideas without taking action. But here we've gone end to end, creating a powerful solution that can truly make a difference, offering a completely new way of development, independent of big pharma. So go to mv25.life. We call it the momentum to move. Order this product to help you, and it's a way you can also support everything we're doing. Just so you know, I have two wonderful dogs, and I love pets. We're also firmly against animal testing. So we did the same approach to create a product called K9701, which takes about 15 to 20 different ingredients from nature and really creates a whole health product. And you can get that for the whole health pet supplement right here. We've also developed another powerful product, Healthy Tea, which comes in 7 unique blends. Each blend is carefully designed to target a specific area of health. These include Joint Tea, Digest Tea, Breathe, Tranquility Tea, Detoxy Tea, Femini Tea, and Immuni Tea. And now, we're excited to introduce Your Body, Your Tea, a unique collection designed to balance the doshas and support overall well-being. The range includes Vata Tea, Pitta Tea, Kapha Tea, Vata Pitta Tea, Pitta Kapha Tea, Kapha Vata Tea, and Tridosha Tea. Since we're focusing on eye health, I recommend Detoxy Tea, a herbal blend that may help support and improve overall eye function. Our latest launch focuses on products that enhance and support immunity. The first in this line is D3K2 magnesium, a powerful combination of vitamin D3, vitamin K2, and magnesium glycinate. With decades of research behind it, this formula is carefully designed to reinforce and maintain your body's immune foundation. Building on that, our second product, zinc copper quercetin, delivers a synergistic blend of well-researched nutrients precisely formulated to optimize immune function. So there we go. So our CytoSolve Eye Health initiative is currently in its early phase. Systems architecture, which means there's a lot of opportunity for you to get involved. We're taking an open source approach to sharing knowledge and information so everyone can contribute and be part of this journey. So let me go back to this. The systems architecture we're looking at highlights a key point. Eye disease is closely connected to oxidative stress. You'll see the details of this relationship in a moment, but what's important to understand is that we're approaching it from a systems-based perspective, looking at how these underlying biological processes are interconnected. We're going straight to the root of the problem, starting fresh and thoroughly examining all the research to really understand what's happening. Unlike the pharmaceutical model, which usually targets just a single pathway, our approach is holistic and systems-based, designed to support eye health from multiple angles. So this diagram illustrates the cascade of events triggered by oxidative stress in the eye. Oxidative stress damages both the mitochondria and the endoplasmic reticulum, two critical cellular structures responsible for energy production and protein folding, respectively. When these organelles are disrupted, it sets off a chain reaction. Cells begin to die, inflammatory pathways are activated, and intraocular pressure can rise. All of these factors together create a hostile environment in the eye, promoting the onset and progression of various eye diseases. What we've discovered, and we're still doing work, is that, again, going down to the reality, in examining the system's architecture of eye health, we've identified several factors that can gradually compromise vision. These range from genetics and high screen time to environmental exposures, sedentary lifestyles, and steroid misuse. Other contributors include psychological stress, improper use of cosmetic lenses, excessive alcohol consumption, elevated blood glucose levels, and occupational hazards such as mining, glass blowing, or goldsmithing. By understanding these factors, we can better map the bigger picture of how eye diseases develop and progress over time. Once finished, we'll move ahead with publishing it. Next, we'll process everything and build out our models to bring the whole picture together. These 18 natural compounds have been identified for their potential to support eye health. Those include ginkgo biloba, bilberry, fennel, turmeric, grapeseed extract, green tea, saffron, golden seal, passion flower, amla, calendula, coleus, euphrasia, cannabis, German chamomile, ginseng, bilwa, and bentonite clay. There are 18 things. There's data on this, but the reality is this is why there has been no breakthrough, because you'll see all these videos on these, but they're issues. How do they work in combination? How do you crack the code on this? And that's why we want to do that. We're not here to say that we have a solution, but what we're here to say is we're taking the systems approach. Once we have this architecture laid out, we can use it to figure out what's actually going on. But today, we're going to focus on ginseng, one of the 18 promising natural compounds that may help in advancing eye health. Now, from our Cytosolve research, we have found out that ginseng is a widely researched dietary supplement, and there are 14,358 research articles and 454 clinical trials. Over 164 years of scientific research have been done on this. Now, let's take a look at the composition of ginseng. There are 31 key molecules found in ginseng. There are many others, but these are the key ones that have been well researched. It contains a range of beneficial nutrients, including minerals, vitamins, and saponins, all of which contribute to its potential effects in supporting overall wellness. Ginseng contains 10 key minerals, which include zinc, copper, magnesium, calcium, iron, manganese, vanadium, potassium, sodium, and phosphorus. It also provides 5 essential vitamins, which include vitamin B1, B2, B3, B5, and B12. And finally, it has 16 saponins, including ginsenoside RB1, RB2, ginsenoside RC, RD, RS1, K, RH2, RE, RF, ABDRG1, 20S, ginsenoside RG3, 20R, ginsenoside RG3, and also 20S, ginsenoside RG2, 20R, ginsenoside RG2, 20R, ginsenoside RH1, and ginsenoside RO. These are 31 key molecules of ginseng. Together, these nutrients give ginseng its unique ability to support overall health and well-being. And here you can see the structures of the key active compounds in ginseng. These are the major constituents we've identified through our research as being most relevant to its biological activity. Owing to its varied chemical composition, ginseng offers wide-ranging health benefits across different biological functions. As you can see here, ginseng has a wide range of biological effects. It has antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, antimicrobial, cardioprotective, anti-obesity, anti-diabetic, neuroprotective, and anti-cancer properties. Coming to its health benefits, ginseng offers a wide range of health benefits, helping with conditions like eye diseases, obesity, inflammation, oxidative damage, cancer, microbial infections, neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's disease, and finally diabetes. These are the 8 health benefits. But let's look at what we have learned in our process of doing the combination screening with respect to ginseng. And again, we're sharing with you original research. Let's look at what's going on. All right, so here's how ginseng helps improve diabetic retinopathy. The active compounds in ginseng, known as ginsenosides, inhibit tumor necrosis factor alpha, TNF-alpha, a key pro-inflammatory cytokine involved in retinal damage. By suppressing TNF-alpha, ginseng reduces the downstream expression of vascular endothelial growth factor, VEGF, which normally promotes angiogenesis and the production of reactive oxygen species, ROS. When VEFG and ROS levels are high, they increase vascular leakage and cause significant damage to the retinal blood vessels. By modulating these pathways, ginseng helps prevent excessive angiogenesis and vascular leakage, thereby slowing the progression of diabetic retinopathy. Another key aspect of ginseng's action is its strong anti-inflammatory effect on the cornea. When the corneal surface is damaged, it disrupts its protective barrier and triggers inflammation. This damage leads to the downregulation of essential tight junction proteins like claudin-1, occludin, and ZO1, which weakens the integrity of corneal epithelial cells. In this state, HMGB1 binds to TLR4, activating the NF-kappa-B pathway and stimulating the release of pro-inflammatory cytokines. Ginsenoside RK3, one of ginseng's active components, helps counter this process by repairing the corneal barrier, suppressing inflammatory mediators, and reducing HMGB1 expression, ultimately restoring corneal integrity and reducing inflammation. And we are now in the process, once we do this, we will then file patents and then we'll do production. So that's what the spin-out OptiSolve is going to do. We're right here in the initial phase of systems architecture. So now how can you help with this and be part of the solution? Well, if you guys are interested, you can actually participate in this. If you'd like to take down this link, you can set up a time to meet with us. If you want to support this or learn more about it, you can actually participate. But we're taking a very systematic approach towards this process. The next thing we want to share with you is that you can set up meetings if you want to talk about investment opportunities. You can also support this work directly by visiting vashiva.com/openscience and contributing to the CytoSolve Open Science Institute, which helps us continue advancing research on natural compounds and their scientific mechanisms for public benefit. You're also welcome to join our monthly symposiums, which are on Tuesdays of every month. You can register at cytosolve.com/symposium. These sessions are completely free for Warrior Scholars, and they're a great opportunity to learn, connect, and deepen your understanding of system science and natural medicine. But what we're doing at the Open Science Institute is we're committed to eliminating animal testing. We want to support indigenous medicines, which is a real fight against racism. Big Pharma does not believe in indigenous medicines. We also want to stop the fake science. We know over and over again, you see the false nature of big academia. They're fabricating research. They make up stuff and they're getting away with it. And this is because there's an incestuous web of signs between big government, big pharma, big academia, and big publishers. And so you have billionaires now realizing that they are spending a lot of money on universities that aren't yielding, and they want to start their own institutions. CytoSolve offers a completely different approach where all of you can participate. So that's what I wanted to share. All right, now we want to talk about the fact that the big pharma guys are not really into supporting food as medicine. And when we look at ginseng, we have found through CytoSolve very powerful evidence, even in the literature of the establishment, to show that ginseng has very, very powerful effects. All right, so we're going to share some of that with you right now. So as we can see here, ginseng extract is just as effective as metformin, one of the most commonly used drugs for managing diabetes. In this figure, you can observe that red ginseng extract significantly lowers fasting blood glucose levels, producing results comparable to metformin alone. Interestingly, when ginseng extract is combined with metformin, blood glucose levels decrease even further, indicating a synergistic interaction between the two. This finding highlights ginseng's strong therapeutic potential as both an alternative and complementary treatment for diabetes management. This data demonstrates that ginseng extract is actually more effective than atorvastatin, a commonly used standard drug in treating liver injury. In this study, levels of ALT, a key marker of liver damage, were significantly reduced by ginseng extract alone. Moreover, when ginseng extract was combined with atorvastatin, the protective effect on the liver became even stronger. These findings suggest that ginseng extract may provide superior liver protection compared to conventional treatments. So again, if you want to support this research, go to vashiva.com/openscience. Donate. You can donate to different initiatives. We have an eye health initiative you can contribute to. And by the way, when you contribute, we give you lots of books, lots of tools, so you can become a warrior scholar at Truth Freedom Health. Now, some people might ask, if ginseng is so powerful, why aren't we all taking it? Well, the truth is, it's not one size fits all. It's about the right medicine for the right person at the right time. And what we want to educate you on is that we've also created a framework that helps you figure that out. And let's talk about that framework, okay? And when we talk about that, what does current science say? What's the right dosaging? The right science says, for general maintenance, studies by Kim et al. Suggest a daily intake of 100 to 400 milliliters of ginseng extract to support overall health. When it comes to diabetes, Yuan et al. Recommend 200 milligrams per day, which helps in managing blood sugar levels. For obesity, Tegan et al. Advise a higher dose of around 6 grams per day to support metabolism and weight management. And for microbial infections, Iqbal et al. Suggest 250 milligrams per kilogram of body weight per day to help enhance the body's immune response. And we are not here to give medical advice. You want to talk to your physicians, but this is what the research itself shows, where you need to be considering. While ginseng offers many benefits, it's important to be aware of potential side effects, especially at higher doses. Common concerns include hot flushes, dyspepsia, and insomnia. These effects are rare at typical doses, but are still worth noting. As always, this is not medical advice, and you should consult your healthcare provider before using ginseng for therapeutic purposes. The other piece is the tool that we've created called Your Body, Your System, which integrates engineering systems. Science with Eastern Systems of Medicine reveals a very powerful way to understand if it's right for you. You can use your body, your system, to understand what kind of system you are, whether your system's off course, and how do you bring your body back to you. So if you look at it, if you want to find if ginseng is right for you, first of all, you can recognize that if your body is here, when you take these questions, a red dot will move at different points, and it'll give the amount of transport, conversion, and storage you have. Here we can see that ginseng has a balancing effect on the doshas. It lowers vata and kapha while tending to increase pitta. Now, if your body is here at some point, is it right for you? Well, definitely it'll help you if your body's off. Of course, here it's going to bring you back. Obviously, the black dots here, it's going to take you away. But this is a condition where ginseng may be right for. So again, we have these three powerful platforms, VA Shiva Systems Health, a platform that helps you dive deep into understanding your body and how foods can be personalized to support your unique health needs. Join us every 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. every other Friday and get involved in vashiva.com/tutorial. It's free. We educate people on the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Again, we're extremely generous with our time. We give away a lot of tools for free. People have argued that we shouldn't do that because when you give away stuff, people don't value it. But we want to err on the side of benefiting people. But I hope you guys get involved. And this will help you figure out if it's right for you. Not everything is right for everyone. You know, if you look at all the different things that claim that be good for eye health, which is what we're analyzing with Cytosolve out of that, even if we find out all of them are good, a subset will be good for you. And that's what your body, your system tool, allows you to figure out and allows me to teach others to figure this out. So to sum it all up, Panax comes from the word panacea, meaning a remedy for all diseases and a source of longevity. Ginsenosides help protect against vascular complications in diabetes by targeting inflammation, oxidative stress, and abnormal angiogenesis. Additionally, ginsenoside RK3 supports eye health by repairing the corneal barrier, suppressing inflammatory factors, and reducing HMGB1 protein expression. And we are right now in OptiSolve, which is a new spin-out at the systems architecture phase. Again, if you're interested in investment opportunities, you can go to this link and set up a time with us. But that's what we wanted to cover today on Ginseng on Eye Health. I hope you understand that we took a systems approach here, covering politics, covering health, covering science. If you want to get smart, if you want to get healthy, and you want to get fierce and strong, get involved in Truth Freedom Health. Again, a very powerful way all of you guys can support what we're doing and yourself is to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. We gave many calls to action, so again, I hope this was valuable. Get involved, support the movement that we're building. It's really for you. There's nothing else we're doing here but to support your development. Anyway, for those of you who joined late, today's discussion was on ginseng on eye health, and this is a series we'll be doing. But get involved and support your advancement. Be well. Thank you.